3, the Apostle Paul finishing up the two epistles. This is his final chapter. Has a benediction at the end of the chapter. And he starts off here, this final chapter, by asking for prayer. But his prayer request is very different from what we usually ask for, and that's such a blessing. So let's look at it. Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. So the word may have free course. That's our title. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the blessings of having it and being able to open it together in the middle of the week. Pray the Holy Spirit would now use it in our hearts and guide us in truth. We love you in Christ's name. Amen. You know, normally when we ask someone to pray for us, let's be real, it's either pray that God will heal me, pray that God will bless me in some way, maybe financially or whatever, pray that God will protect me. Maybe more often we should say, pray that God will use me. Amen? And that's what Paul's asking for here. I mean, Paul, constant persecution, constant pain, constant struggles. But when he goes to ask for specific prayer from the church at Thessalonica, he says, pray that God will use us. Not that God will bless us, not that God will provide for us, not that God will protect us or heal us, but that he will use us. Well, isn't that why we're here, to be used of the Lord, to serve him? And so he says, pray for us. Paul traveled with multiple people. He didn't travel alone. And God has called all of us to participate in the word of the Lord having free course. Amen. And that is in Philippians 2, if you want to turn there, verse 15. You know, the word of the Lord, we're going to talk about it later. We all agree it's powerful. It's the most powerful book on earth. We all agree with that it's amazing. But that power is useless unless we share it. Right? It's just, if we can carry it around all day long, the power is not doing anything. Not until we share it. Even a lot of preachers say they believe the Word of God is powerful, but then they never preach it. So do they really believe it's powerful if all they give is stories and illustrations? But Philippians 2:15, it says, that ye may be blameless and harmless, so it's talking about us, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Look at verse 16. Holding forth the word of life. That is our mission, to hold it forth, to share the word of life, that it may have free course, that God can use it in hearts. Again, it's only powerful if we share it. It's only powerful if people read it. So it's our mission to hold it forth, as we see here in Philippians 2:16. Because Paul said, pray for us, here in verse 1, that the word of the Lord may have free course. I like that phrase, free course. That the word of the Lord can get out there and have a free course. In other words, it can travel to hearts, travel to people that need to hear it. That it won't be hindered. And we see this, if you look at Acts 19, just as just one example. This is exactly how the church grew, isn't it? The early church was the word of the Lord had free course. Why? Because it was shared. Acts 19:20. And this similar statement is in Acts many times, but this is just one example. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. See that word prevailed? In other words, the word of God prevailed. It went forward and accomplished things, which God says that's what his word will do if we will get it out there. We know that passage, but let's look at it in Isaiah 55 and verse 11. People quote a piece of this very frequently. Let's look at the whole verse, Isaiah 55, 11. God says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but It shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Again, God's word is powerful. He says, if you'll get it out there, if you'll send it, if you'll share it, it will accomplish things. Amen? It will accomplish that which I please. It will prosper. But not unless we share it. And so Paul says, pray for us. Don't pray for health. Don't pray for blessings. Pray that the word of the Lord may have free course. Pray that it won't be hindered. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 16:9, we'll see it again. Paul here talking about how the word of the Lord had free course in his ministry. 1 Corinthians, look at 16:9. He says, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me. So he says, God is opening doors, effectual doors, that I can get the word of God out to other places and see more churches planted. And there are many adversaries, which we'll talk about later. This is the one thing the devil doesn't want us to do, isn't it? Is to help the word of the Lord have free course by sharing it. He would rather Christians just keep quiet. Because the word of the Lord is powerful. Right? And sharper than an two-edged sword, and pierced to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. He says, so pray for us that it may be that it may have free course and be glorified. The word of God has the power to be glorified in hearts and lives. Amen? Because God is worthy of all glory. God is the word, and the word is God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you were saved by hearing the word of God, the word of God was definitely glorified in your life. Because it worked a miracle in your life. The word of God has the power to save souls. We're told that in 1 Peter and James. And then also Colossians 1, another example, if you want to turn there. Paul again, talking about his ministry. But he rarely asked for prayer about physical things. When he asked for prayer, he always asked about spiritual things, which is pretty much the opposite of what we typically do, isn't it? We're always asking for physical stuff. Lord, give me money. I need more money. I need another car. I need this. I need that. Why not pray, Lord, use me? And then God says, if we seek first the kingdom of God, then all those other things that we keep asking for, he'll add them. Anyway, Colossians 1:5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of truth of the gospel, which has come unto you as it is in all the world. Think about that phrase. Colossians 1:5 and 6. In other words, in Paul's day, the gospel had traveled around the world. But then look what he says, and bringeth forth fruit. People are getting saved, in other words. It's bringing forth fruit. It's going into all the world. People are getting saved. And that's his prayer. Pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified. Now remember where God said in Isaiah 55, he said that it will accomplish that which I please. If we'll share the word of God, does that mean every single person that hears it gets saved? We wish. That's not how it works. But if we share the gospel with a lost person and they reject Jesus Christ, God's will is still being accomplished in that person's heart. They've had an opportunity to hear. They have an opportunity to accept Christ. If they then choose to reject Christ, that's their problem. But God's will is still accomplished. They've had an opportunity to hear, you see. And not everybody's going to get saved. But Paul's saying, pray that it may have free course and be glorified. Even as it with you, he says, it worked in Thessalonica. Look, we've got a great church there now. Praise God. You guys accepted it. You guys believed it. And if you remember back in chapter 2, down in verse 13, "For this cause we thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." In other words, when we preach to you the word of God, you accepted it as the word of God, you got saved, and a church got planted. It was effectual. And so, we've only talked about verse 1, though. Look at verse 2. "And that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men." In other words, pray that the word of the Lord will have free course. God will use us to get it out there. But the devil is also trying to stop us. The devil hates it when the word of God gets out there. So pray also that we can be delivered from unreasonable men. He's not asking for health or wealth, but he's asking, again, that the word of the Lord may have free course, that this devil won't be able to hinder it. Because there are some men, as he says there, that have not faith. There's a verse in Acts 28, if you want to turn there quickly, verse 24, which states it so beautifully. It's a great memory verse, especially for people willing to go witness to the lost. This verse just lays it out there. Notice Acts 28:24. "Some believe the things which were spoken, and some believed not." Never forget that when you go out to share the gospel, some will believe and some won't believe. That's the reality of things. Our responsibility is to share the gospel. What they do with it is not our problem. It's between them and God, isn't it? Some will believe and some will not believe. But if we get it out there, God's will is accomplished in those hearts. In both instances, they will not be able to go to hell and say, "Well, nobody ever told me." Somebody did tell them, and they rejected. God's will was accomplished in that life. Some believed, some believed not. Paul says, pray that the word of the Lord can have free course and be glorified, but also pray that we can get around these roadblocks that the devil keeps throwing up, that we can be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. And this happened all the time in Paul's ministry. Look at Acts chapter 5. This isn't Paul. This is Peter. Acts 5:33. Now remember, it's our mission to get it out there. Amen? To hold forth the word of life. Now the response isn't always going to be that people are excited to hear what we have to say and to get saved. Acts 5:33, "When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them." So Peter gave the word. Obviously, what he would have wanted to see and what God would have wanted to see was the people get saved. No, they got so angry at the word of God, they wanted to kill Peter. And then go to Acts 7, verse 54. Stephen's first sermon after becoming one of the first deacons, he made them so angry with the word of God, they killed him. Acts 7:54. "When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with their teeth." I'm thankful that's not the typical response to my sermons, because that would, you wouldn't be around very long if that's what happened. But it's the power of the Word of God. It has the power to save. It also has the power to convict. To convict so heavily that people just get so angry that they might even kill someone over it. Over what? Hearing the Word of God. Think about that. Killing someone over hearing the Word of God. And yet the Muslims are doing it around the world all the time, aren't they? Killing people for what? Just talking about Jesus. In a lot of Muslim countries, it's literally against the law to talk about Jesus. So, what a great prayer request. pray that the word of the Lord can have free course and that we will be delivered from these unreasonable and wicked men. Look at Romans 15:31. We'll see another one. Romans 15:31. He says that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. Very similar prayer request. Again, not health or wealth, but that I can be delivered from these non-believers. So what? I can get the gospel to the saints. Get the word of God to these saints. And then while you're in Romans, back in chapter 10, this is talking about the Jewish people, but it says, verse 16, that they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? For every Jew that gets witnessed to, how many would get saved? In this day and age, not very many. Because they reject Christ, they reject the New Testament wholeheartedly. How sad. And so, we need to pray more rather than provide this, provide that. Use me. That's what Paul said. If you're going to pray for us, pray that the word of the Lord can have free course. Pray that we can have more opportunities to get the word out there. And that while we're doing it, we can get past more these satanic roadblocks, all these unreasonable and wicked men. Because many don't have faith. But the ultimate goal for Paul was that the word of the Lord can have free course, that it can get to as many hearts as possible. And that should be our desire and our prayer as well, that it may have free course. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Paul's example. Lord, that his prayer requests were spiritual and that his desire was to get your word to as many people as possible. May that be our desire, and may we ask folks to pray for us in that regard. So thank you for his zeal, and may we have that same zeal and get the word out that you may accomplish your will in hearts through it. We thank you that we have it and that it's powerful and that we can share it. May we do it. We love you in Christ.